After a spirited beginning, things calmed down mighty fast at the Pillsbury Kids Bake Off at Strong Museum. After all, there's work to be done, and this group of girls and boys quickly get down to business, sorting and preparing ingredients, arranging utensils, and zeroing food timers. Parents are allowed to look on and cheer, but must stay a few feet away from the action around the Pillsbury ovens. And from the sidelines, Horseheads New York's Donetta Morey, behind the kitchen number 25 boundary area for her son Ryan, admits extensive practicing of today's food entry, cherry cheesecake, has dulled the family's appetite for the dessert.
Very tired of the cheesecake, and after maybe a couple weeks time, maybe I'll even attempt to have another one. We've given some to bake sales and to the neighbors.
As the mixers begin to whirl around these kids and their concoctions, 13-year-old Ryan Morey doesn't buy into the theory that calls cooking women's work, though Pillsbury reports over 60% of the hundreds of bake-off entries this time were from girls.
Sometimes when my parents have to get home late and they have to eat and run, I cook dinners, I cook little snacks for my brother, and I just cook all sorts of things. I watch a lot of cooking shows, and there's tons. They're mostly men. I think men and women can both cook.
And Ryan's mom says if sports doesn't work out, they've already checked out some culinary schools as a possible lead into the cooking profession. One person who is truly working at it is one of today's judges, Diane Stoneback, a newspaper food editor from Allentown, Pennsylvania. She says that's the way to do it. Get kids interested early in trying out new things because they don't know what they're missing.
I mean, I've tried it with my own kids, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. If it's just too exotic, they draw the line, but if it's something that they can relate to and that they've had a hand in, it makes them much more enthusiastic and proud, too.
Elegant glazed pears, spinach quiche, angel hair pasta, three cheese with mushrooms. Just a few of the dishes going off to the judges. Award-winning entries, if you ask their creators.
Now, what makes these cookies award-winning? Why would the judges maybe give you the nod on this?
Well, because they have extra chocolate chips and nuts in them, and they're really special.
They were what?
Apple roll-ups. The small, like, apple pies.
I'm making a cake right now.
Yeah, and what do you got going today?
Devil's food cake. Made it a triple layer cake, and also, to cool it down, I have dry ice, which I'm going to crush and put on top of it, which cools it down in a couple minutes.
Okay, so what do we got going today?
My mom's broccoli pizza recipe.
Now, the judges also want it something to be eye-appealing also, I guess.
We made designs with the cheese, and then that's kind of like a creative type thing.
Besides cooking being just plain old fun, these 9 to 13-year-olds agree being in charge definitely has its advantages.
Because you get to eat the stuff afterwards.
And even that inevitable mess left behind can be a negotiating point when you're captain of the kitchen.
What don't you like about it? I think maybe the cleanup is a problem.
Yeah, I hate cleanup, but that's why I turned to my brother, Ethan. He's a dishwasher. He washes it very good.
And you feed him? That's his cut? He gets some food? Is that the end there?
Yeah.
Washes?
This year's winner, impressing the judges with taco stromboli, Webster's Jessica Marinaccio. She'll be spending a weekend in Disney World with her family, courtesy of the Pillsbury Kids Bake Off, this month at the Strong Museum.